A call for swift action at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, wanting changes in the ticket industry. Democrat Dick Durbin says it's too dominated by Ticketmaster and its parent, Live Nation.
And the result is a competition-killing strategy that has left artists and fans paying the price.
Live Nation's president and chief financial officer just testified they will do better, apologizing to Taylor Swift and her fans.
After major issues involving ticket sales for an upcoming Taylor Swift tour led to the crash of its website, senators will hear about failures that included long delays in service and fans being locked out of both pre- and public ticket sales.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Oscar nominations went out this morning.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once got the most, 11, including Best Picture. And for the first time, two sequels nominated. Those are ones that helped get crowds back in theaters that were shut down in early COVID times.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Now, Tom Cruise did not get a Best Actor nomination, but Top Gun Maverick could win. So could Avatar The Way of Water. It's topped the box office six straight weeks. Other Best Picture nominees, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Tar, The Fabelmans, All Quiet on the Western Front, Women Talking, and Triangle of Sadness. We'll find out all the Oscar winners March 12th. There are renewed calls for stricter gun laws from California's Democratic governor to President Biden after a series of mass shootings. Yesterday's was in San Mateo County.
Four people were killed at a mushroom farm and nursery. Then the bodies of three other victims were found at another farm business several miles away. It's believed all seven of the dead were Chinese and Latino farm workers. An eighth victim is in the hospital in critical condition.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, the suspect, has been arrested. In El Paso, Texas, a man accused of going on a racist shooting spree at a Walmart in 2019, killing 23 people, plans to plead guilty to federal charges next month. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A former FBI agent who was investigating Russian oligarchs has been indicted, accused of helping one of them. He's charged with violating U.S. sanctions and money laundering.
Charles McGonigal is the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI in New York. Prosecutors say he allegedly asked for and received $225,000 to work for Oleg Deripaska, a Kremlin-connected businessman. Prosecutors say on Deripaska's behalf, McGonigal agreed to investigate a rival oligarch and then tried to get Deripaska off the U.S. sanctions list. Deripaska was also a client of Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's campaign chairman for several months in 2016. In 2018, Manafort was convicted of financial crimes.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. Russia's war on Ukraine is now 11 months old. The U.S. has sent billions of dollars in military aid, but not the powerful Abrams tanks Ukraine's been appealing for as key to fending off Russia's invasion. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, just back from a trip to Ukraine, wants the Pentagon to send them, telling Fox,
"This is the first chance since World War II to prove to the world you're a force for good. You have an opportunity here to provide weaponry to an ally, the Ukraine, who is being denied their freedom."
And Germany's also been reluctant to send its Leopard battle tanks, but Poland's asking Berlin for permission to send those German-made tanks from its country to Ukraine. There's also problems in Ukraine with corruption.
If Ukraine is ever to achieve its goal of joining the European Union, it has to get to grips with corruption. Early on Tuesday, the deputy defense minister in charge of supplying troops with food and equipment stood down, but denied what he called baseless accusations of impropriety.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Another key aide to President Zelensky has also stepped down. On Wall Street, the Dow is now higher. It's up 30 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.